Welcome back to the wonderful world of Disney. I'm TheaterBound31, or Allison, and with me is Audrey Golightly13.
Hi.
And tonight we are on audition episode
number four.
Yeah. And again, we got a pretty good amount of auditions.
Mm-hmm. We have, I believe, seven today.
Yes, seven. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure I counted right, because last week I missed one, so.
But. Yeah, well, yeah. But that was only like a half of one, and we have his full audition this time, so.
Woo!
Woo!
So, do you have anything you would like to say before we start on these?
For those of you who are completely oblivious and don't watch the news or stuff like that, Steve Jobs died yesterday on Wednesday, October the 5th. This is very sad, especially for us Disney people, because he was like...
Pixar!
He was the founder of Pixar, so...
I'm gonna go cry now.
We're gonna pause and have a moment of silence in his honor.
Ready?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve Jobs, for founding Pixar and for founding Apple and coming up with the iPad and the iPod and the iPhone and iTunes and everything else, and just generally being awesome and brilliant. You will be missed.
I don't have anything to say.
All right, so let's just get started with this, I guess.
All right. First up to audition is What the Chuck 3. I think that's an interesting username.
I do, too.
His monologue is the merchant small dude from Aladdin.
Again!
We keep getting a lot of him,
but I guess that's because, you know, we've got it, like, people are all like, oh, they want a monologue, and that's about the only, like, proper monologue in Disney. So, We get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And then his song was Under the Sea.
From
Little Mermaid. Which it's Sebastian, the Jamaican crab.
Awesome. He's awesome.
I love how we said that at the same time. Purely unintentional, but awesome.
Oh,
I love coincidences.
Me too. They're fun. Okay. So, here is What the Chuck 3's audition.
Ah, salam and good evening to you, worthy friends. Oh, please, please, come closer. Closer. Ah, oh, too close. A little too close. Ah, oh, there. Welcome to Agrabah, city of mystery. Of enchantment. And the finest quality merchandise this side of the River Jordan on sale today? Come on down. Oh, look at this. Yes. Oh, combo hookah and coffee maker. Also makes julienne fries. Will not break. Will not break. It broke. Oh, look at this. I have never seen one of these intact before. It is the famous Dead Sea Tupperware. Listen. Ah, still good. No, wait, don't go! I can see that you are only interested in the exceptionally rare. I think then you would be most rewarded to consider this. Do not be fooled by its commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts. Oh, this is no ordinary lamp! It once changed the course of a young man's life. A young man who, like this lamp, was more than what he seemed. A diamond in the rough. Perhaps you would like to hear the tale? It all starts on a dark night, where a dark man waits with a dark purpose. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's leg. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around ya, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround ya. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's waiter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devote in full time to floating under the sea.
Okay, that was What the Chuck 3's audition.
His name makes me smile. It makes me chuckle.
I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
I really liked your accent. You were very clear. And I thought you did really, really well transitioning from how, like, most of it, like, the first half, the merchants, like, his emotions are really high and he's going fast.
He's kind of hyper.
Yeah, so you did a really good job transitioning to, like, the hyped up energy to the more, like, sinister ending. I thought you did really well with that. And when you did that, like, too close thing, where he goes, too close, yeah. I thought that sounded, I don't know why, that, like, stood out to me. I thought it was really funny when you said it.
I know. I love that part. That's, like, probably my favorite part of this monologue is that part, because it's so funny.
Too close. So, yeah, I'm trying to keep these short.
Yeah, we're trying to keep them shorter this week.
Because they've been kind of long and
rambly and
short and simple.
Yeah, I know. Me especially, I don't know. I think at one point, at least one person, I took about 10 minutes just to critique y'all, and I'm like, that's too much. So I'm cutting that down this week. And I especially, I know I, up to this point, have been, like, real nitpicky about specific little errors and stuff, but now I'm trying to look at more general and be less, okay, you missed this here and this here. No, I'm doing just overall. Anyway, I'm interrupting you with my rambling, so go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. Under the Sea. Okay, I liked your accent here. You're, like, really good with accents. I like that you did two accents.
I know. I love character voices.
So I really liked your accent for Sebastian. You hit the notes, like, really well. And I really like that you, like, put your own, like, twist on it. It wasn't the same as, like, the exact same as the, like, original version. And, but I thought you, like, you had energy, but I thought there needed to be way more energy, because that song is, like, lots of energy. And that was, like, the only problem I had. I just thought you needed more energy in the song. But other than that, I, like, really liked it. I like that you made it your own. I like the accent. You, like, hit the notes and everything. So I really liked it.
Okay, so we just had a little bit of technical difficulties, but now we're back. And I'm going to give my critique now. Okay. For your monologue, in my opinion, this is the best we've had on this one so far. I mean, this is the third time we've had it, and I guess the third time's the charm, because this was really, really good. You had good emotion overall, great energy, and I loved your character voice. And I understood you on the fast part, which is good. I wish you would have done the sound effects of some sort on the will not break, but otherwise I liked it a lot. For your Under the Sea, I thought you had pretty good energy, although you could have had a little more. For some reason, I didn't like this accent quite so much, but I did like it, but just not as much as the other one, because the other one was awesome. you did change the melody up a little bit, and you kind of made it your own, which is good. You had a little bit of a jazzy sound to me in places, which I liked. About the only thing I would pick on that was you ended a lot of your phrases on, like, like, under the sea. But that's part of the voice, though, a little bit. So, but otherwise, I thought it was really good. Yeah.
Are you finished?
I think that's all.
Oh. It is time for the yeses or the noes.
Yes, it is. It is time for yeses and noes.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. I say yes.
I say yes as well, for sure.
Woo! My voice just cracked. Person number 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my lucky number, you know, so...
13?
That's the reason it's in my signature. Or not my signature, my username. Gosh. Whatever that thing's called.
Next up is Miss Voice of an Angel.
Yes.
Her monologue is Rapunzel from Tangled, and it's... I don't know what this scene is called, but on YouTube we call it the bipolar scene.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I don't know what it's called, but it's the bipolar scene.
And her song was I Could Go the Distance from Hercules.
Yes.
So, here is Miss Voice of an Angel's audition.
I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this. Mother would be so furious! But it's okay, I mean, what she doesn't know won't kill her, right? Oh my gosh, this would kill her! This is so much fun! I am a horrible daughter. I'm going back. I am never going back! I am a despicable human being! Woohoo! Best day ever!
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I will find my way. I can go the distance. I'll be there someday. If I can be strong, I know every mile will be worth my while. I will go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
And that was Miss Voice of an Angel's audition. Audrey, you go first.
Oh gosh, I do go first, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Okay, hang on. Sorry. Yes, you did the bipolar scene, but to me there wasn't enough differentiation between the emotional states. Like, it, towards the end, it got better. Like when you were all upset, you could really tell because you sounded like you were like crying. But then, like at the beginning, it was just really hard to tell. You know, you just sounded like really high energy, high emotional. But you couldn't tell what the emotion was. And I don't know if this was your mic, but like you, to me it was really loud and it sounded like you were peaky in places, like your mic was peaking. Especially on the woohoo best day ever part, you got really loud right there. You had a little bit of an echo, but I think that was the room that you were recording in, I wouldn't know. But yeah, overall you were just really loud, and it was kind of hard to distinguish the excitement from the distraughtness at the beginning. And I wish you would have, you know, made it a little more distinct. For your singing, the first note I have is you sounded like you stumbled on your lyrics or something on the crowds will cheer. It's like crowds will cheer.
You pause.
Yeah. Yeah, you like had a little pause right there. Some of the low notes, like on waiting for me and worth my while and phrases like that, sounded just a little bit too low for you. You had a bit of an odd quality. Like it almost sounded like you'd done noise removal or something, but I still heard a little bit of background noises. You sounded kind of shaky in places. But yeah. Overall, this was It was pretty good. What did you think?
I actually have a lot of the same things you do. I have, this scene is, like, really hard to do if you do the whole thing in one, like,
yeah,
straight
through.
Yeah, you
do the whole thing in one take.
Yeah, because yeah. you, like.
You need to, like, do the separate emotions separately.
Yeah. Because that's, like, that's really hard to do. If you did that all in one take, that's, like, super, super hard. But, it does seem like you struggled with doing the transitions of the emotions, and there was a part at the end it started sounding better, but the emotions just like weren't differentiated enough. And when you started crying, I just thought it was like the crying sounded kind of dramatic,
like melodramatic, yeah. Like yeah.
And so that's what I have for the scene. I just thought this scene is, like, really emotional, and I just don't think you got the emotions down. For your song, I have my first thing is you said crowds will, and then you paused, and then you said cheer. And that's just one straight through line. You picked two really emotional things. This song is a really emotional one, and I don't think you're... emotions were powerful enough in this song. And I heard background noises. At the end, I thought I heard, like, a jingle thing.
I almost heard what sounded like a sneaker squeaking on the floor.
Yeah, I heard that, too. And then you had a lot of, like, it sounded like static or laptop or computer noise.
Yeah, that's what made me think there was a noise removal.
Yeah, so I heard a lot of that, so I don't know if maybe you were... because I don't know the quality of your mic. Like, without anything else. So I don't know if you were using a different mic, or if that's your normal mic, or what. But, yeah, I could hear a lot of extra noise. So, but, yeah, my biggest thing with the two of your two, your audition and your monologue, or your song and your monologue, was the emotion. Like, those are two really emotional songs, and I just didn't think you portrayed the emotions.
Yeah, enough. You didn't bring out the emotion enough.
Yeah. So that's what I have. So, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no.
I am too. It's silent.
I know. Anyway.
We don't like saying no.
I know. We feel like bad people when we say no to people. But we have to do it. We have to... like, get kind of picky, especially now, because we're, like...
only a few spots left.
Yeah.
All right, so, on to the next audition. The next audition is Dragon Knight?
Yeah. Which, his is spelled a little bit weird to me, because yeah. I'm used to seeing it with... well, obviously, I'm used to seeing the word dragon with an O, but oh. I'm used to seeing Dragonite with an O as well, because Dragonite is a Pokemon.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know that.
I would, because I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd, and I will openly say it. I don't care.
Yeah, you know anime stuff.
I actually don't.
anime and I don't get along very well, so...
I like anime, but I don't watch a lot of it, and, like... because we just did the anime round in Animation Sensation.
Yep.
And so, like, I had to help her find a song. So I'm sitting here trying to think of every anime that I can think of to try and go through the songs and figure out a song that might work for her.
I got my
finally
email.
Settled on Fruits Basket.
Yeah, which I had no idea what the heck that was. But
I've read some of the manga, but I never saw the anime. Anyway.
I got my email this morning, but I didn't get to listen to the episode yet.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you a spoiler, I guess.
Okay.
Because Nori was immune.
Yeah.
So it came down to they each had to save somebody, and Bright saved me first. He's like, I'm going to pull the douche move, and I'm going to save Audrey. I'm like, okay, gosh, you're just going to make it hard on Blue Man just because, you know.
Yeah.
Because the other two were, like, really good, too. So he picked me. And then Blue Man kind of sat there and deliberated for a minute and was like going over.
I hate when he does that.
I know. And he was like going over, you know, I had this issue with you and this issue with you, but you were both really good. But yeah, so he eventually settled on you. So Cassie got cut this week.
Yeah, because I got that email and I was like, holy crap. I was so scared for that episode. I was like, anime and I do not get along.
I know. And next week is Saturday morning cartoons, which is going to be interesting.
I know, and the Immunity.
The Immunity is Pixar. So, of course, that's going to be dedicated to Steve Jobs as well.
Yep. Okay, so anyway
back to our show.
We get off topic so much. Okay.
I know.
Dragonite, his song is Friends on the Other Side from Princess and the Frog. And his monologue is the dude who sings that from Princess and the Frog. I don't even know how to say it.
Doctor something or other.
It's
Doctor
like it's
Bad Guy.
With an F. Whatever his name is.
His name
I don't
is
know.
Dr. Bad Guy. Come on.
I've never seen the movies, so
neither have I.
Alright, so
anyway. Here is Dragonite's audition.
Don't you disrespect me, little man. Don't you derogate or deride. You're in my world now, not your world. And I got friends on the other side. Mr. Neckle, gentlemen, just a little something we have here in Louisiana. A little parlor trick, don't worry. Sit down at my table. Put your mind at ease. If you relax, it will enable me to do anything I please. I can read your future. I can change it around some too. I look deep into your heart and soul. You got a soul, don't you, Lawrence? Make your wildest dreams come true. I got voodoo, I got hoodoo, I got things I ain't even tried. And I got friends on the other side. The cards will tell. The past, the present, and the future as well. The cards, just take three. Take a little trip into your future with me. Now you young men are from across the sea. You've come from two long lines of royalty. I'm a royal myself on my mother's side. Your lifestyle's high, but your funds are low. You need some merry little honey whose daddy got dough. Mom and Dad cut you off, huh, playboy? Now y'all better get hitched, but hitching ties you down. You just want to be free, hop from place to place, but freedom takes green. It's a green you need. And when looking to the future is the green that I see. On you, little man, I don't want to waste much time. You've been pushed around all your life. You've been pushed around by your mother and your sister and your brother. And if you was married, you'd be pushed around by your wife. But in your future, the you I see is exactly the man you always wanted to be. Shake my hand. Come on, boys. Won't you shake a poor sinner's hand? Yes. Are you ready? Transformation Central. Transmogrification Central. Can you feel it? You're changing. All right. I hope you're satisfied. But if you ain't, don't blame me. You can blame my friends on the other side. Friends, I know I'm in hock to y'all pretty deep already, but it seems our little frog prince lost his way, and I need your generous assistance getting him back. I hear ya. Now, what's in it for you? Well, as soon as I dispose of Big Daddy LaBeouf, then I'm going to run this town. I'll have the entire city of New Orleans in the palm of my hand. And you'll have all the wayward souls your dark little hearts desire. You'll love that, don't you? So, we got ourselves a deal. Now we're cooking. We're going to find ourselves a frog. Search everywhere, the bayou, the quarter. Bring him to me alive. I need his heart pumping for now.
And that was Dragon Knight's audition. I go first? Yes. Okay. I think, because I've heard, like, part of this song from YouTube fan dubbing and stuff, so I've heard, like, bits and pieces of this movie. But, I thought your voice fit whatever his name is very well. You did sound very, very sinister. The only thing I had, like, there were parts that sounded too, like, talky. And not singing.
Well, yeah, but I think that song is that way, actually.
Yeah, but, like, there were parts it was just, like, it sounded, like, dead on talking to me, and I got confused. I thought your evil laugh at the end was nice.
I know, I love evil laughs in general, but I liked it a lot. Because it was very full and sinister and
yeah,
evil.
It was very nice and loud and full and...
Yeah.
But... I was happy, like, I get happy when people do full songs, but this song is really long.
Yeah, it is.
And it's, like, the song doesn't change levels that much, so I was just like, okay, I think that song's really long. But that was the only thing I had, like, there were parts I thought were, like, too talky, like, parts are supposed to be sounding like that. But I just thought it was, like, too much talking parts. Your monologue, like I said again, your voice is very fitting. And I didn't think your emotions and your levels changed enough. I can't remember, like, words and stuff from the monologue. But there's a part, I think, where he's, like, I don't know, like, yelling at someone or something. And the level didn't change enough. So I thought you were very fitting and really in the character. Yeah. I just thought your levels and emotions needed to change.
He has one of those, like, low, rumbly voices where it's kind of... It takes a lot to make the levels stand out. So that's just, I guess, would take practice. This is probably going to be one of my favorite audition episodes right here because we have two guys with really lovely, low voices, and
Yes,
I love guys with low voices, probably because it's on the opposite end of the vocal spectrum from me, because I sing soprano, so I'm used to the really delicate high stuff, and you give me, like, a low, rumbly bass voice, and I'm happy.
Hello.
I know.
All right, so I'm finished. Yeah. You can go now.
But yeah, you sounded kind of shaky on some of the, like, the higher notes. And, like, some of your held-out notes sounded just a hair sharp. Like, I don't know why, but they did. I really liked this. It kind of makes me sad that there aren't more, like, low, rumbly bass Disney songs for you to sing, because I love your voice. And I loved your evil laugh. I have that written down as well. For your acting, I also have written down, again, I love your voice. you have that, like, low, intimidating, scary voice that makes you sound like a good villain. I thought you had good emotion, but you just needed to bring it out a little more. And I liked your accent. Like, you had that like, Cajun accent, a little bit of that going on, and I liked that, so. Yes or no?
I say yes.
I say yes as well.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Person number 14!
Yeah!
We are only 6 away.
I know, we're 70%. See, I can do math in my head sometimes.
I can't. It's like
percents and stuff.
Okay, oh my goodness. Okay, so next up is Dirksies?
Yeah, Dirksies, I believe.
Her song is Just Keep Swimming from the Little
Mermaid. The Finding Nemo musical.
I want to say the Little Nemo.
You people in your musicals.
See, I think this is only at the park, though.
Yeah, I know. This is one of the park ones. Yeah.
Her monologue is the Nala monologue.
Again. We keep getting that one. Have we even... Like, seriously, have we done an episode yet where we haven't had... I think we've done an episode where we haven't had Nala.
I don't know. Hang on, I got them all here.
Yeah, I know, I have them all here, too.
Okay, the last one we did...
Let's see, I know in the...
Episode 2, we did not.
Yeah, episode 2, we didn't have Nala, but we did have the merchant. Episode 1, we had Nala, but we had no merchant. So... But we haven't gone a single episode without at least one of them.
Mm-hmm. So, here is Dirksy's audition.
This place is beautiful. But I don't understand something. You've been alive all this time. Why didn't you come back to Pride Rock? We've really needed you at home. Simba, Scarlet the Hyenas took over the Pride Lands. Everything's destroyed. There's no food, no water. Simba, if you don't do something soon, everyone will starve. I don't understand why you won't come back. And I don't understand this Hakuna Matata thing. Of course bad things happen to you and there isn't anything you can do about it. But you should care because it's your responsibility. That's why I left. I had to find help. And I found you. Don't you understand? You're our only hope. What's happened to you? You're not the Simba I remember. And I'm disappointed. Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. Life's full of little spills. Don't throw your fins up in disgust. Oh, what's the use of floating there, not going anywhere? Swish your tail and dive on in and trust that if you just keep swimming, life isn't all that grim. Just keep swimming, what do? We swim! Right! La 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 la.
Okay, and that was Dirksy's audition. I'm gonna have the worst time saying that. Do I go first? No, you go first.
I do go first.
Yep.
Okay. But there was, like, a volume level difference between your acting and your singing. Like, I don't know if your singing was louder or your acting was quieter, but there was a difference there. Your emotion was pretty good, but in the middle it got kind of off on your acting. And some of your lines seemed a bit rushed. And that's all I have, actually. I'm trying to be short, and apparently I'm really short on this one. For Just Keep Swimming, I'm not familiar with the song because I haven't seen the Finding Nemo thing at the park. I've only been once, and I don't think they had it while I was there, or I would have gone and seen it, because I love Finding Nemo. That's probably my favorite Pixar movie of all time.
Pixar!
Yes. Sorry. Pixar. Okay, I'm sorry to get off topic again, but for the Pixar immunity, I kind of want to hear you do the Somewhere Across the Sea from the end of, like, the credits of that, because it's got that nice jazziness that you're good with.
I don't know what song that is. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Well, it's...
The only thing that came to my mind is Toy Story is Pixar, right?
Yes.
The only thing that came to my mind was that song from the second movie.
That's, I'm doing that one.
But I was like, I really like that song, but I can't hit that high
note.
Yeah,
I know, so it goes really high. Which is why I want to do it, because I can actually hit that note.
Yeah, so I'll have to look that song up. Apparently, I get through on a song she tells me to sing.
You should take my advice more often. But yeah, so, anyway, back to Dirksy's. Like I said, I'm not familiar with the song, but I know Dora, and this felt a little off key to me, in places. I know Dory is meant to be like a silly character, but this song felt like it was more acting than singing. I wish you would have picked a song that would focus more on your singing voice than just being a character. And that's actually all I have.
Okay.
I got really short on this one today.
I think this is actually like my shortest critique. Anyway, your song. I think you have a very, very pretty voice. But, again, the thing I'm pickiest about is vowels. When you said trust and grim, the U and the I in those words were so strained. So just make those a little rounded, and I agreed that with the song it was more acting, and it was kind of like you were more focused on the acting. So, it seems like that's what, because we've had other songs that like are big acting songs, and everyone focuses, it sounds like, on the acting.
Yeah, like especially, who was it that did our Mother Gothel? I think it was Ophie Kell did Mother Gothel.
I just think that's a bad song choice.
Yeah, I know. That's probably one of the hardest songs to do in Disney because it's all over the place.
Acting. Yeah. So, yeah, but I just thought the song was, like, too much, like, you were focused more on the acting. For your monologue, I didn't think your emotions for Nala were prominent enough. The part where, like, at the beginning, she's, like, really concerned and stuff, and she wants to know why. I just didn't think your emotion came across enough. And Nala's, like, this fierce lioness, so need to get those emotions down. And I just think, I don't know if it was just this monologue, but this is one of those really emotional, powerful monologues, and I just didn't think your voice, like, you fit that kind of monologue. But yeah, that's what I have.
I almost wish you would have done, like, a monologue from Dory, or just, like, a set of lines from Dory, because you have that kind of a silly character to you.
Yeah. You can tell that you have that silly character in that song.
That does come in handy, because there are a lot of characters like that in Disney.
Yes, there are.
So
that's what I have. So, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, I'll say no, too. I was totally torn.
Yeah. But please just, like, work on that and come back to us.
Yes, please
back. We definitely encourage that. You know, if we turn you down, it's not because we think you're horrible. It's because we think you need to improve on certain things. And if you work on those and improve and come back, more power to you.
That's what we like. We love that. We like to hear that you guys take our critique and then listen and improve upon it.
I know. Like, Janie Gurley did that. Like, she took our critiques and she came and she got better and came back and was awesome and made it through. So, I love it when people do that. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I've helped somebody.
Woo!
Anyway.
Okay. Sorry if you hear a jingling noise. I have a necklace on that, like, has all these things on it. And it makes a jingling noise. Yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Next up we have Dylan Collins. Which, like, he kind of promised Theater Bound here that he would audition at some point. And then, like, he kind of didn't up until now. And so we were, like, bugging him off and on and joking about it in all the other episodes. Is like, we've been waiting for Dylan's audition for, like, forever.
So, Dylan Collins, I wanted to kick his butt when I heard the audition.
I know. Because his monologue
is from
The Princess Diaries, which he did this on purpose to make fun of her because she auditioned for his show with it.
With this exact same monologue.
But this is, I will say this, a little bit of a disclaimer. This is the first time Dylan has stopped hiding behind his singing and come out and started acting. So,
yay, Dylan!
Yay for being brave and acting. We're not scary. I don't know why it would take bravery, but we're two teenage girls. How much more non-threatening can we get? We're two Disney-obsessed teenage girls.
Yes, yeah, that makes doesn't us get even much less.
More. Yeah, it doesn't get much more non-threatening than that, so.
Okay, so his song, anyway. I found out, I asked him, is it Aida?
Aida.
Aida, which the musical?
Is, yeah.
Apparently it's Disney.
Yeah, it is, I believe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's, I'm familiar with a couple of the songs in it, but I didn't recognize this particular one because I'm not like really, really familiar with them. I'm just like vaguely familiar. Yeah, it was written by Elton John. I almost said Olivia Newton-John. And no, that's the other one from Can You Feel the Love Tonight? No, it was written, the whole musical was written by Elton John, which was really cool. Anyway, without further ado, drum roll. Here is Dylan Collins' audition, so, woo!
That was such a fail.
Hi, hello. I'm Mia. It stopped raining. I'm really no good at speech making. Normally I get so nervous that I faint or run away, or sometimes I even get sick. But you really didn't need to know that. But I'm not so afraid anymore. See, my father helped me. Earlier this evening, I had every intention of giving up my claim to the throne, and my mother helped me by telling me it was okay, and by supporting me like she has for my entire life. Then I wondered how I'd feel after abdicating my role as Princess of Genovia. Would I feel relieved, or would I feel sad? And then I realized how many stupid times a day I use the word I, and probably all I ever do is think about myself, and how lame is that when there's like 7 billion other people out there on the planet, and sorry, I'm going too fast, but then I thought if I cared about the other 7 billion out there instead of just me, that's probably a much better use of my time. See, if I were Princess of Genovia, then my thoughts and the thoughts of people smarter than me would be much better heard, and just maybe those thoughts could be turned into actions. So this morning, when I woke up, I was Mia Thermopolis. But now I choose to be forevermore Amelia Mignonette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia. I'm sorry for everything I said, and for everything I forgot to say to you. When things get so complicated, I stumble at best, muddle through. I wish our lives could be simple. I don't want the world, only you. I wish I could tell you this face to face, but there's never a time, never a place. So this letter will have to do. I love you.
And that was Dylan Collins' audition.
Yes.
It's a, oh god, I go first.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Dylan, I want to kick your butt. You could kind of tell you were trying to be funny, yeah, in it. You could tell. But the thing I had like really stood out to me was later on in the monologue. Well, the first thing that stood out to me was, one, I just did that monologue, and two, this is spoken by a princess.
Yeah, this is spoken by a teenage girl, but it's being acted by Dylan. Yeah.
Which I said, if you guys were in the Fame Quest Horror chat on Skype, I'm calling Dylan Princess Mia now.
I'm calling him Princess Dylan. But,
but anyway, the thing that really stood out to me in the monologue was there's a part in it that says, like, she starts going fast.
Yeah, and then she just stops
and says, sorry, going too fast. I'm going too fast. But then you went even faster.
Yeah, like, I had that same thing. Like, well, I'll tell it when it's my turn. Go ahead.
But yeah, like, she slows down at that point, and then you went faster than you were before. But your energy is, like, totally awesome, as throughout the whole thing, you had really nice energy. But I just thought you sounded, like, really sarcastic in most of it. Your song, never heard it before. I don't know what it really sounds like or anything. I thought you did a really good job. There was one part that it sounded almost like you, like, put, like, I don't want to say slurred because it wasn't like you were slurring, like, two words together. But, do you know what this song really sounds like?
No, actually, I don't.
Well, I can't give a very solid critique.
Yeah, I know. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I have that same thing she was saying about the... To me, your lines were rushed a little bit at the beginning, too. And then at the part where you... Right, like, right before you said you were going too fast, you actually slowed down. And then you got faster after you said you were going too fast. So like, got that a little backwards there. You could have brought out the emotion a little bit more, but I thought your energy was good. Even though you were being, like, kind of sarcastic and silly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad for a first stab at acting, so. Which, considering you've been judging acting for goodness knows how long.
How long?
It's about time you put your money where your mouth is, boy. I'm completely joking right there, but anyway.
I know.
Anyway, for your song, I wasn't really familiar with the song, but I thought you had good energy and good emotion, and you had, like, a good build on your phrases. So,
Dylan's critique isn't very long.
I know.
Dylan, that's what you get. You don't get a
long critique.
Big long critique.
You made us wait too. You made us wait too long for your audition, and then you made fun of her. So just for that, you don't get a long critique. You get, like, short.
It's not long. It's short.
You're gonna take this short critique, and you're gonna like it. That's all you get.
He bugged me last night. You should do the show right now. No, Dylan, you have to wait, okay?
No, we have to wait and do it at our normal time. Thank you very much. We don't change our schedules for you.
Geez, Dylan, you think you're so special.
I know. Gosh. Not like you founded VH or anything. Or One Lone Star. Or any of that other stuff. Okay. Anyway. Yeses or noes?
Yes, noes. I feel like being a meanie to him just because he was making fun of me.
Yeah.
He's gonna kill me for, like, waiting and not saying an answer immediately.
See, now, my problems with Dylan are a little more general. Like, I'm kind of torn as well, but, like, my problems are... I've heard some of his stuff before, his songs, and
yeah, I have
and
too.
This on this one especially, he had, like, a kind of a raspy tone that I think would make it hard to blend in a group, and I know he doesn't like to work with groups anyway, so
yes, I do too.
That would make the first round, like, really hard for him and more so for his group.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'm gonna say no, because I don't. I'm sorry, Dylan. Thank you for auditioning, but just because you said you would, and so you held to it.
He's gonna kill
us. I know, he is. He's gonna kick us off of Fame Quest. Which reminds me, I still need to send in my screams for that.
I do too.
Yeah, for this week, oh for God, Fame Quest, we have us. To do, like, either we either have to just generally just act terrified or just scream.
My neighbors are going to think I'm being murdered.
I know. Like, I was recording some of mine yesterday, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a good thing everybody next door is at work. Because otherwise, they would, like, call 911 and think I'm being killed.
My neighbors are old people on both sides of me. So they're going to be like, what?
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be horrible
awkward.
For me.
Awkward. Anyway, so you never did say yes or no to Dylan.
I feel so bad.
Well, I'm the one that said no to him, so because I said no, he officially can't get through now.
I know.
We bugged him like crazy to audition for us, and then he finally submits and we have to turn him down. Sorry, I feel so Dylan. Bad.
I do too. I'm sorry, Dylan. You know that
we love you.
Awesome. And I'm your cheerleader, so you can't yell at me.
But, yeah.
I'm your cheerleader, so you can't yell at me.